This podcast replay is brought to you by American Dream Lending. For purchase or refinance, call 786-802-1727. Fast approvals and quick closings. American Dream Lending. Turning dreams into a lifestyle. Call 786-802-1727 or visit adreamlending.com.
Here he is, Panthers legend, that is Coach Shad. He is stadium. There you go. Did you have breakfast already?
No. Big O first, then eggs.
Okay. All right. You know, we got chicken and waddles out here at the sports group. Yeah, baby.
Chicken and Jalen waddles?
Chicken and waddles. Yeah, we don't call them waffles out here. We call them chicken and waddles. Now, the two and grits. We swapped out shrimp for Tua. Is that cruel?
I see what you did there.
Okay. All right. I just want to know. So what would you rather have, chicken and waddles or Tua and shrimp?
Chicken and waddles. I'm definitely my daughter likes the shrimp. She had that last night. So.
Okay. Well, there you go. All right. Good stuff there, my man. All right. Today – Arthur Smith, I thought, did such a phenomenal job in Tennessee of designing that offense and really maximizing everybody, quarterback, running back, all of that. And it took him a little bit, you know, a couple weeks. It looks like that offense has gotten better and better. And now, obviously, they get the Alabama kid Ridley back. And the way that Cordarrelle Patterson is playing, he's actually found a way to make Cordarrelle Patterson the ultimate weapon out there as a receiver, as a runner, as everything, because he's kind of been known more as a special teamer throughout his career.
Yeah, it'll be, hopefully for the Dolphins, Xavier Howard and Byron Jones are able to return today. It'll be interesting to see if Eric Rowe or Jason McCourty play more today than they have in recent weeks. Neither of those guys was on the tight ends, top tight ends in past weeks. So I kind of wouldn't mind seeing Eric Rowe get a shot at Kyle Pitts or Jason McCourty. Matt Ryan still has something left. And this is a good challenge for Brian Flores and defensive coordinator Josh Boyer to, stop the bleeding, because there's been way too much bleeding in the Dolphins defense this year. It's almost hard to explain how they went from so good to so bad so quickly.
Yeah. I mean, it's now they're bending and breaking all over the place. That's the difference now with the team. What's your gut tell you on the starting corners here as we await the inactives?
Xavier Howard and Byron Jones look pretty good running and backpedaling in the drills that we saw during the week, including on Friday. My gut is that they'll probably both play, that Byron Jones may be a little more likely to play. But I also saw a report this morning that Devontae Parker is doubtful to play. So, and he looked pretty good running around. But the thing is, he's got a groin and a shoulder. So I can judge the groin, but I can't judge the shoulder from a distance, at practice. But I think Preston Williams will also play. He was made available to the media on Friday.
By the way, you can follow Joe on Twitter at Shad Joe and catch his exceptional work there at the Palm Beach Post. And please subscribe like I do and support our local journalists, man. It's incredibly important, and they do great work.
You can get in for a dollar.
Which is a joke. And plus, you get some of the insider stuff that these guys put together, which is always good to get a couple extra nuggets that they throw out there. So always great work. By Joe and Hal and all the Tom D'Angelo, all the excellent people that they have there at the Palm Beach Post. Joe, let's get over a couple of issues now that I'm just wondering that as a beat writer now. Look, man, we've all been around coaches and they've misled us and all that kind of stuff. And we know it's kind of part of the game. But in your eyes, did Coach Flo lose a little something with you? Because it seemed like he flat out lied about the offensive coordinator situation. And you tried to get get it clarified this week. And he kept telling us Godsey would make the calls and that and that Charlie Fry could just like make a suggestion to the quarterback, or but not necessarily change the play and make his own play. So now it seems like he was able to change the play and make his own play at times if he had to. So now it's Godsey straight through. Did Flo lose any credibility in the eyes of the media because of that now, and the way he kind of take whatever he says?
I don't know that I would talk about credibility. I would just talk about disappointment and frustration. You know, I obviously don't like it that myself and David Hyde were among the reporters who asked Coach Flo directly, is Charlie Fry calling the plays? Has Charlie Fry been calling the plays? And were instead told that he is taking the play call and sending it into the quarterback. It seems obvious that Coach Flores felt that it was in his best interest and the organization's best interest to mislead me and fans and the opponents. Now, maybe one day I'll have a private conversation with Flo, which has not happened, and he will say, you know what, Joe, here are the reasons why I felt I needed to mislead you. We wanted to take the pressure off Charlie Fry. We didn't want the opponents to study every play Charlie Fry has ever called at Central Michigan and Ashland and wherever. We didn't want Charlie Fry to have to answer the questions from you guys about why he called certain plays. All right. Well, I would say, you know what? I don't think that was a good decision on your part, because everybody thought it was George Godsey who called that safety in the end zone on the pass to Waddle. Turns out, if you believe a report from Dave Hyde, which I do, it was actually Charlie Fry. So here's Godsey taking all the bullets for Fry. Is that fair? I ask you, Big O. Is that fair? No. Is that right?
No, no, it's fair. It's misleading. No, not only that, let me tell you something. It's insulting to Godsey. And that's where the coach, and I'm talking about Flo, now that's where you ruin relationships with your people, because now you've got somebody else making the call, and that person gets to hide behind the scenes in Charlie Fry and not answer any questions, and there's somebody else taking the bullets for him, and that's a bunch of BS, man, to be honest with you.
Collaborative doesn't work.
I find that to be incredibly irresponsible and disrespectful on behalf of Flo towards his coaches. So, yeah, this is listen, rookie coaches, right? And this is kind of what goes with young coaches in trying to figure their way. And he was trying to, you know, be a little smarter than everybody else. And I find it disappointing that you had to go in that. Plus, you know what? In the end, it was really something ridiculous to lie about. Who cares about whatever plays he called at Central Michigan?
He would probably say it's a competitive advantage situation, and that I wouldn't understand because I'm not in the trenches. He's used that phrase with me before. Listen, you know, I like Flo. I want to like Flo. As a journalist, it did bother me to feel like I was intentionally misled. Right. That of all the things in my encounters with Flo, I was bothered by this one.
No. I understand in the Washington organization when they're trying to mislead you with all the crap that's back there. But for this crap, for this offensive coordinator stuff, come on, dude. If Charlie Fry is going to call the plays, then put his big boy pants on and put him in front of the media to answer the questions when things go wrong. You know, do things the right way. Now you have egg on your face. All
now
right,
listen, now, well, one now, more thing on this.
Go ahead.
It would be naive to suggest that even if Fry was actually the primary play caller in the first four games, that Godsey never called a play or a drive.
Of course.
Right? So that's how he can get around Flo, by saying, well, it's collaborative. Collaborative, right? Who's to say that Studsville hasn't, you know, did Studsville choose the play to Malcolm Brown shotgun fourth and one, right? So should we blame him, right? So another thing that Flo might say is, well, all you guys care about is who to blame. You want to know if, you know, did Studsville do the fourth and one shotgun draw, or was that Godsey's play call, right? So I do understand a little bit about how collaborative is like an umbrella you can hide under.
Yeah.
But I think he should have been more transparent about Fry's role in the process.
Yeah, yeah. No, and plus, again, you're protecting one, exposing another, and that part is just not acceptable. Okay, now, the other issue, again, with a young coach, and you guys kind of asked him again. You've kind of put his feet to the fire on the whole Tua thing. And the trade for Watson, and while he says Tua's his guy, there, I think a question that hasn't been asked of him yet is why, you know, coach, why not come out and say we are not trading for Deshaun Watson?
No, we know the answer. We know why he can't say that.
Okay,
and
why not corner him that way? Why not corner him to say it?
No, no, you can't. My role, just to be clear, my role is not to corner anybody.
I get it.
My role is to try to ask important questions that the fans want answers to in a fair way and, to be honest, in a chance that has a reasonable chance to get answered. Let's just say the Dolphins are, in fact, still interested in Deshaun Watson, which we believe to be the case. There's no point in asking him, why don't you just say Watson's not going to be acquired? Because if the Dolphins are, in fact, still interested, he can't say that, or we would then later accuse him of lying. So I don't blame Flo for not saying that. I want him to be truthful.
I get that. I get that. It's just, how does Tua feel right now? Right.
Right. I asked him about that.
You know, I know you did. That's why Tua doesn't hear, all he hears is rumors about something else. He gets pulled in games. He gets pulled for Brissett for a play. You know, all of these things. He doesn't have a good offensive line. He doesn't have great offensive coaches. I mean, the support system around him is so terrible. I wonder what the conversations between Tua and Lee Steinberg are.
So I asked Flo, in what ways have you and Chris Greer supported Tua since his arrival? It's exactly what you just said, right? And Flo said, we support him in the same way we support all our players. Now, this ties into a larger issue. I could sit here and list all the ways in which the Dolphins specifically supported Tua. They drafted his receiver. They drafted a bunch of offensive linemen. They signed a receiver. Whether you like Charlie Fry or not, they hired him as the play caller, apparently,
right,
when he was his Elite 11 coach. So they obviously are specifically trying to support Tua. But because Flo wants to stay so on message and consistent in message, he can't say that. He wants to make it seem like everybody's the same. Well, not everybody's the same.
No. No.
And some of the players who have left here have said, Flo wanted to treat me like everyone else. I'm not like everyone else. Now, I give Flo credit this week for talking about how players have to be coached in different ways, including the way in which they're taught. He asked me basically not to make a big deal out of that, but I actually think that that is a positive because it goes against the notion that Flores is rigid and inflexible. If he is, in fact, flexible in coaching methods and strategies, that is a good thing, especially in times of crisis. And I wrote a column about that in the Palm Beach Post.
I read it. All right. What's the prediction, my man? What do you got happening today?
So I haven't been very good at my predictions, but I'm going Dolphins 24, Falcons 21. There's a lot of reasons to go with the Falcons, and so that's why I'm going Miami.
Okay, all right. What do you have happening today that makes Miami win?
There are a couple of little things. One, the Falcons don't get a lot of sacks, and that is good for the Dolphins' offensive line. That's the number one thing. And number two, I think the Dolphins get healthier today. Even if they don't get everybody back, I think they get healthier today, and I think that helps.
Yeah.
I am worried about them being tired, because I'm tired.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
I've been tired since I got back from London,
and I'm not
an athlete. You can tell. I'm no athlete.
I am
worried. If they get hammered today, there's going to be a lot of criticism about the decision to pass on the bye. because I'd be at the beach and it's a little rainy and cloudy. So maybe I'm glad this isn't a buy. It's a little rainy today.
Yeah, no. 3 years ago, before the pandemic, I went to go see Kiss. I flew from Miami to Vegas. I saw Kiss. And then the next morning, I flew over to Los Angeles, saw Kiss again at the Forum. And then the next morning, I flew back to Miami. So it was a bang, bang thing, just like what they did. And it's only Los Angeles, not London.
It's tired.
That's 2 more hours. And so I remember it took me like a week and a half just to kind of recover from that. So I can imagine what these guys are going through. So it's going
to
be.
I think it's a good game. I think this is definitely a game with 6 minutes to play. I would bet a lot of money that this is a game with 6 minutes to play. Good game today.
Yeah, and I love the way Tua attacked it last week. He got rid of the ball quickly and did not give himself a chance to get sacked. I thought that was really, really smart and aggressive on his part.
I think Waddle has his biggest gainer of the year today. We'll see if I'm right.
Let's hope so. Joe, thank you for taking some time, my brother. I appreciate
good,
you as always. Great insight.
Good to see you.
There you go. The great Joe Shad from the Palm Beach Post. Follow him on Twitter @ShadJoe. There he is.